like drinking wine while pregnant, you might enjoy our show. Tonight we're going to break down Total Bellas Season 2, Episode 5, Wine About It. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV super fan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
TK, this is for you, girl. She was very against Bill's choice.
Get it, TK.
And Bill knows why, too.
It's the whitest song ever written. And never recorded. Whitest song ever put down on wax.
It's like that song that they play when you're like, it's time to get out of the club.
Yeah.
Like all the white folks who just dance to it are just like.
I feel like it's a very vacation. Anytime you're at a pool on vacation, they'll
like
play it.
If mayonnaise were a song.
Yeah. Vanilla ice cream were a song. Yeah.
They played on those resorts where there's like no black people involved. Like we're in the Caribbean. And you don't see nobody but black people.
They played Colada in Venice Beach.
Yep.
There you go.
There's another place.
Yep.
Well, if you guys are feeling lost, you are in the right place. This is the Total Bellas After Show. I'm your host, Megan Stecker. So happy you could join us. And I'm joined by
Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr.
And you can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Also, just a little FYI, everything's been going together as far as natural disasters. So I've been posting up different stuff on my sites about where you can donate money, food, all that good stuff for everybody, including the people in Vegas. So. So you know.
And you can find me everywhere on social media at Sundown Motel.
Guys, I am at Megan Stecker. And if you're having trouble finding your show, feeling like when you type it into the YouTube search, you can't find it, we just wanted to let you guys know, before we dive into the show, we have made some changes to where we file things on YouTube for you. So we've got nine different YouTube channels. We've got them by genre for you. So this would be our show right here is under reality. So AfterBuzz reality. So actually all the different channels are going to be called comedy, drama, sci-fi, superhero, and fantasy are all its own channel. Reality TV, where we are going to be. Reality competition, animation, wrestling and sports. So
I feel like we should be in wrestling.
We should be in both.
Let's petition. Yeah. Okay. Red carpets and events. And then our last channel is featured and original content. So if you're looking for like Spotlight On with a certain actor or singer, those would be there. So if you guys are having any trouble, hit us up on social media. But hopefully you're finding your shows. Don't be afraid to reach out. We'll help you. Tweet your favorite hosts, whatever you want to do. But that's it. So I know JJ couldn't find the show last week. So JJ, hopefully you're watching this week and you'll find it no problem.
Yes, he actually watches, which is really cool.
Shout out to JJ. And I believe his lovely wife might be watching alongside. So hey, guys, we're going to hit you up. Hopefully you can come see us, talk to us, one or the other.
Or we invite you to come to the studio and we'll talk to you and you guys can talk to us, give us more a little insight of behind the scenes.
Maybe when you guys are coming out for Dancing with the Stars, we could get you in here.
Don't bring the fart machine, though. Leave that one in.
I feel like this episode could have been called JJ is the Worst, which I was teasing him about on Twitter. He's nice enough to write back, and I think it doesn't bother him, though.
We would like him to come by the show sometime, and we have no stairs at the studio, so we'll be fine.
Oh, my God. I can't take the scare. I never had a brother, so that kind of stuff really, like, shake me.
Yeah. Were you your only child?
No. I had all sisters. I had three sisters, so.
So everything was cool.
There was a lot of, like, scratching and hair pulling. Not so much, like, scaring the crap out of each other.
No fart machines.
No, we really didn't do any of that. No, not really. Yeah. But. Let's head to Sonoma this week.
Okay.
So, it's going to be a business trip for Brie and Nikki's new wine, Bella Radici. How do you guys like the name?
I love it.
Yeah, I like it. I like the label and bottle that they showed a mock-up of. It's very cool. And I actually checked out the Bella Radici website before we
came. Oh, what'd you come across?
Just BellaRadici.com. It's a cool little website for their wine. Like, they got a big splash image of Nikki and the vineyard owners and everything. So
oh, fun. Yeah. Does it say where you can get it?
Probably.
We didn't click on that.
I went to the site.
You can actually purchase it on the site. And last week I mentioned
that. Last week Anissa bought three cases.
She's like, I did my research before it even came up on the show.
No, last week it was actually sold out within the first week. And it was the red wine. Girls. It was the red wine that was sold out the first week. And then the white wine was still available. So. I don't drink wine.
So, Bella's fans,
I'm a big wino at TV time at night, so I will grab a bottle of that.
But I am interested in what it tastes like, because I've tasted wine that came straight from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know how this tastes. Am I going to feel like I drink it from Italy? Because
I'm going to say no, because it's from Sonoma.
Well, hey. You never know.
But we kind of get a first inkling of the storyline that's going to happen with Kathy tonight while they're traveling, because the girls are kind of saying, like, oh, Mom, you're going to be there for our business meetings. And she's like, I'm not going to lie and tell you you did well in your meeting if you didn't do well in your business meeting. And also, Lauren was not able to come with the baby Vivian on this trip, which made me sad. It's like my favorite part of the show when Lauren and the baby show up.
But they've also been subtly building the Kathy thing for several episodes, because they've really been highlighting in recent weeks how much everyone picks on Kathy, and how Kathy's kids often don't treat her like she's her own human being, desires and motivations. So it's just sort of been like, it's something that I've been noticing in recent weeks and commenting on my weekly recaps, and it's all been building up, and I was very, I was shocked to see where we ended up here, but I also was glad that it finally came to a head.
Any thoughts, anyone? No. Okay.
We'll get there.
Brian is early on in the episode laying down the law on the fact that he doesn't want Bree to have any wine while pregnant. They're getting pretty far along in the pregnancy, which I think we can tell by how giant Bree's belly has gotten. I didn't like when she has clothes on, it doesn't look as big as when she was rocking that bikini.
It was a bit much, yeah.
I was like, oh my god, are there two babies in there? Holy cow. I think like maybe in Brian's side of the family, the babies come out like big, like ready to roll.
Yeah, kudos to her where it's just in the belly and not everywhere else.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Because that could be a situation.
So Brian says, like, we're getting so close to the end. Why would you mess it up now? And I was kind of on Bree's side in the beginning of the episode, beginning of the argument. How did you guys feel when he kind of was trying to lay down the law?
Brian is always right.
I don't know. I kind of feel like if she hasn't been drinking thus far, she might as well. I mean, they're almost like to the home stretch.
Yeah.
But again, with him and his family, and he noted alcoholism.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. I'm not a doctor, obviously. But her drinking anything that she puts in her system is going to be impacting the baby, or you know, all that type of stuff. So I would almost play on the safe side and just rather not introduce her in any way, shape, or form at all. So.
But then again, it could be good for the baby, because I know when babies are born and they're starting to teethe later on, you can put like red wine around their gums and it helps it.
Yeah, in the islands they put like scotch or something.
I was thinking like brown liquor. Yeah, it's kind of numbing.
Yeah,
it's an old.
Yeah, it's like old. What's it called? The old.
It's not
old
a wives' world. Tale, but an old like old homeopathic. Yeah. Kind of an remedy. Old
tale. Yeah. But again, if my significant other has family that's dealt with alcoholism, I wouldn't even do that. It's like, you're just going to have to suffer, and we'll figure it out once those teeth come in. You'll forget. Like, I wouldn't keep all that away at all costs, because you just never know.
I think I really understood his argument when that finally came up. In the beginning, I was like, oh, just let the girl have her 2 or 4 ounces or whatever.
Right.
Good Lord. Like, or at least a sip. But I really did understand his argument in the end. Yeah. But in the beginning, I'm like, okay, another thing, like your purest, holistic lifestyle. You're not letting, like, this is her business. Like, what?
It's their business.
True. Well, it's their baby. Mm-hmm. I appreciated when she was walking through the vines with Nikki and she was like, but this is our project and this is half his baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, that's so true. Like, you really have to consider the other person's feelings because it is 50% theirs. Even though you're carrying the baby, like, you really have to be like, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Or I respect your wishes, at least.
Right.
Agree.
Which is tough. Maybe this is why I haven't had kids. I don't want to concede to anybody telling me what to do.
I mean, what if he's doing everything, like, in addition to, like, helping you with the pregnancy? Like, he's rubbing your feet. He's doing all that stuff where, you know, or he's, you know, shaving your vajayjay. Like, all that stuff. Say if he's doing all that, then you're like, well, he is taking part. Even though he can't carry the baby.
Yeah.
He's actually doing all the little things that I don't want to do or you can't do or you're not feeling like doing.
That's a good idea, though, to have him shave her bikini line because she can't see it anymore.
Knowing him, he just wants all bush.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a real hippie.
The bush, yeah.
He's a real hippie.
What do you think? Free the bush?
Yeah, he's probably all natural. he doesn't mind.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, he's like, but on the other hand, Daniel Bryan has spent the past almost 20 years shaving his legs, or at least his thighs.
Oh, really?
But isn't that like more of a wrestling thing or no?
Well, yeah, but like if he's shaving his thighs, like he's probably not like super militant about like, no, gotta be all natural.
I don't know. I think he appreciates like a good tame bush.
team bush?
Tame bush.
Go team bush. Gosh.
I can't talk about this anymore. Okay.
A modest bush.
Yeah, a modest bush. Not a full bush.
Oh my God. So let's move on. So the twins host their wine business partners over for a dinner at the beautiful house they've rented. JJ has decided that this entire trip is about pranks for him because he's bored without the wife and daughter around.
I'd be bored too.
This felt to me like one of the like producer put me up to it to have something to do kind of situations. But the fart machine and Johnny actually wanting to get in on it, I thought was pretty hysterical actually.
I mean, I think it's good. I mean, he obviously took it too far with the whole stare situation, but I think it's good sometimes you get to act like a child because everything else is kind of going well with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your house is, you know, on foreclosure and you lost your car and all, that's probably not the best time to kind of do stuff like that. But when things are working with you and you have your family, I mean, I think it's nice to pull a couple pranks or, you know, dig on people.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I feel like he probably thinks that twins are taking this way too seriously, like, so he wants to just entertain the guest as well. I mean, obviously they had a laugh at it, but still.
Well, I mean, I think it was a terrible idea. Like, don't get me wrong, I think it was a terrible idea, but I can see why he did it. It's just like I'm the person who constantly ribs people all the time, especially when things are going like, don't let me find out what your little like crux is, because then I'll just keep on digging until I realize, like, the thing about me is I'll realize, okay, I've crossed the line, now I'm good. Like, but I think he doesn't take note to that.
No.
Like, I don't really think farts are funny. I'm in the minority there. But like,
the sound or the smell?
I don't ever fart around any other human being, and I never have, and I never will. And I think that doing so around another human being is the most insulting, disrespectful thing you can do.
That you know of. Some people do it in their sleep.
Right. When it's out of your control, it's out of your control. But as long as I have free will and control over my body, I'm going to do everything I can to keep it locked down. But
you're so sweet. Your wife is so lucky.
Well, I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. Like, do you fart on your boyfriend or something?
No. And like, but I just feel like there are times when I have had people do that to me, like, on purpose.
Sure. Like, it's the worst.
Oh, yeah. No. I could understand that, like, you know, it slipped out of control.
But just
or whatever,
like, but putting a fart machine and then doing it in this context of like, oh, hey, it's our first time everyone's meeting these business partners of ours who don't know the family.
Right.
And like, the scene was played to be uncomfortable, like no one was addressing it and trying to ignore it, rather than like everyone's like, oh man, you got us. Like, it was just uncomfortable to watch, and I didn't like it. But I do, before we get too far away from hashtag free the bush, Montserrat in the chat said that Cena waxes, and this is not true. Cena has gone on record that he shaves head to toe every single day, and it takes him about 30 minutes.
Really? Why would he do that? He should just get laser.
Laser, I was going to say.
Yeah, laser is the best invention ever.
It's because John Cena does not have the time. Because I actually have a friend who's going through laser treatments right now on his head.
Right.
And he, like, you have to, like, partially grow the stuff out when you're on your
leg. No, not anymore.
For the scalp you do, at least. Like, he has to partially grow out, or at least where he's going.
Yeah.
You have to partially grow out the stuff to go to the laser treatment. And then you have to, it has to go several, almost a dozen sessions worth of laser treatments to get to the point where you have to shave less.
Is he in LA?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give him my people.
Okay, cool.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I can tell.
But still, like, but even if you're, even if it's not that, doing laser treatments is still several sessions to get to a point.
It's several sessions, but you don't have to grow.
And if you're doing your whole body,
you don't have to grow. Well, it takes less time than shaving. Like, so say it takes, you know, I was going to go somewhere totally tripped. Say it takes, you know, 10 minutes to do your chest, it'll take less than that to laser it.
Right.
And then it's going to last longer, so he doesn't have to do it every day. So therefore, he saves time on a daily basis. Yeah.
My guess would be that if John Cena is, if his schedule is such that when he has 8 hours or more, he's flying to Phoenix to be, like, he does not have the time to,
or
like,
he can buy the machine.
Yeah,
I feel like there's certain people that can
what a strange topic.
Meet, like, come to you, like, come to,
sure,
not that he's always going to be in a specific location, but maybe, like, once a week there's going to be a town he's always in, you know, maybe if he's in Florida.
Or just bring someone on his bus with him.
I mean, you don't even have, it's not even that, you can go a couple months in between, like, it's not, and but the fact that he's been
shaving, maybe, we can help
maybe
him out.
He just wants to have the option of, like, oh, if I need to grow chest hair for a movie role,
but it's all, like, when it grows back, it's all, like,
oh, I know,
sharp.
Yeah.
It's he has to shave it every day now because he's been probably shaving every day for years.
Yeah.
And if it grows back, it probably cuts Nicole's hand. Oh. John, I'll hit you up with my people.
I know a guy.
We need to solve that. I know a guy.
We've been talking about a lot of grooming tonight, I feel like.
I know.
In addition to Kathy being the poor victim of the fart machine under her chair, she was also earlier in the day kind of just annoyed with JJ trying to make her fall off her bike. He steps in the middle of the girls talking about business and says, oh, Mom, you don't know anything about social media.
Also, he's constantly, like, jumping out like, bah, like,
yeah.
What's wrong with this guy?
I mean, if he would have made Kathy fall off her bike, I would have had a problem.
Also, like, I just realized, like, this is yet another week where he's, like, hiding in the bushes trying to spook his sisters. It's like, his poor wife is off taking care of their infant child somewhere, and he's in Sonoma, like, boogada, boogada, like.
So he tweeted me. He wrote something like, yeah, I'm a 30-year-old man acting 16, or something like that. So I think he just fully owns it as, like, the little brother. We'll have to ask.
But also, he's, you have to remember, like, he's the only boy around women his whole entire life.
I would have thought he would have ended up more like Brian, being raised with all women.
No.
No.
I guess he's
but
a baby.
But also depends where, how they were raised as well as they were kids, because we don't know how they were raised.
Yeah, I get a lot of, like, very subtle impressions, because he often refers to, like, well, you guys, when he's talking to his sisters, like, you guys were brought up, but, so, like, I kind of get the impression that, like, he spent a lot of time with their dad when they were all coming up.
That's,
like,
what I'm thinking. Because they did mention that when Mama Bella and their dad got divorced, it was very hard on him.
Yeah, because he was so much, how many years apart are they? Because I feel like,
like, not, what, like, not that many, like, I think four? Two or three.
Because, well, she said she had three kids by the time she was 21.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
because I think, like, with even Brie and Nikki, they rib on each other all the time. So I think that element is in the,
like,
family.
But that's like a twin thing.
Yeah.
But they do that to the mom. The mom does it to them. So I think it's in the family thing. But I think with him, he almost has that carte blanche to be the brat.
Mm-hmm. Or probably feels left out. You know, I don't know.
I honestly think it does have a lot to do with the fact that, like, his sisters got very, very famous. And he did not. Mm-hmm. And
what would he have been famous doing?
Exactly. But it's not, if you, because there's been a lot of instances throughout both shows where he has been like, well, I could do that. Well, mm-hmm. I could do this. Well, I could, that's something that I could do.
Didn't he talk to John, too, about possibly wrestling
Yeah. He wanted to get into wrestling. He wanted to be with his mom's business, but then he didn't. He wanted to be better than just working for his mom. Like, he clearly has a lot of frustration about, like, he doesn't really know what he wants to do or what he's best at, but he feels like he can do a lot of things and doesn't have opportunities to do them, or he feels like he can do a lot of things but he doesn't have the outlet to do them. So I think that for someone who is like that, it could be extremely frustrating and mess with your mind to have your two sisters
do so well,
that are like the only other people in your life that you're really close to, that they're like traveling the world, they're millionaires, they have a
popular businesses, television show, yeah,
and you're just like working for your mom.
Sounds like he needs a life coach.
Yeah,
I have a guy for that too.
Or maybe like a really strong supportive wife or something.
Ooh, is that some shade?
No, I'm saying he has one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, say, like, but she's like got stuff locked down, and he's off in Sonoma putting fart machines under chairs.
I don't know. He seems like a good time, so I'd hang out with him.
Maybe he could find a job being a professional prankster because he very much enjoys.
Maybe the Impractical Jokers have an opening.
True story. There's also a show called You're the Worst. Maybe he could get cast on that show.
That show's great, by the way.
Is it? Yeah, I've heard it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And like
the one on FXX?
Yes.
Dude, I love that show.
They just started season 4.
No, an unrelated show called You're the Worst.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just looked at the chat. People are talking about Bradley Cooper. I love it.
Nice. Well, they were mentioning because TMZ, mentioned John Cena was on TMZ talking about the shaming thing, and then I mentioned that John Cena was also on TMZ talking about Vince and Bradley Cooper possibly playing Vince for the biopic.
Oh, I'm here for it. He's my favorite. I found out, this is so disgusting and crazy, I found out he lives not that far away from me, so I was like, took the dog for his like long, like super long walk to the dog park, played for an hour, then like walking home, I made sure I walked by his house. I'm like, it's like looking for the baby outside because the baby was like had just been born, and I'm like, I'm a psycho person.
I do that with Kevin Hart.
Oh, there you go. So, like just trying to catch a glimpse.
Yeah. Well,
Kevin Hart's awesome.
He is.
He's in some
and I think the
right
Rock's
now.
House is in the, oh, he's fine. I think the Rock's house too is around Kevin Hart's too. So
oh, that's cool. Sure.
Oh, that's cute. They live together. That's cute.
Well, you know, neighbors. You know me and the Rock.
Okay, back to the show. So Nikki proposes a solution for this Brie not being able to drink wine situation, and it is the sip and swish, which Brie thought was a sip and swoosh.
I know.
So I thought this was a good solution to just swirl the wine around and spit it out as one might do on a wine tasting. That apparently people are agreeing that no, that will also get to the baby.
Yeah. You have like
I wanted this for Brie though. I wanted her to be able to taste it.
Everything that is in your body is absorbs.
Yes.
So correct. No matter what you put in it, even if it's your mouth and you spit it out, even it might be a percentage, it's still gonna go there. So I don't think Brian would definitely agree to that.
This is before though that we knew, to be fair, before we knew Brian was like, we have alcoholism in my family and I don't want to introduce Birdie to that.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, then that changes everything. But I was like, oh, yeah, perfect solution. She'll spit it right in.
I thought you could. I didn't know you can drink up to that point. I thought you can drink, like, the first 3 months. But I didn't know you can drink all throughout the months. So kudos to whoever
does
that.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like, a certain amount of ounces per week you can do. Which I feel like a lot of pregnant friends of mine have been, like, taking full advantage of.
Well, that's what the guy gave to Nikki when she...
Oh, yeah, her pregnant sip. Like, yeah. JJ, I like JJ's prank in this part of the show where he wanted the guys from the bar to take a picture with Kathy instead of the girls.
That was the first good prank. Yeah, that was the best one ever. Yeah.
We all laughed so hard that we got shushed by some other people.
And he also, the other part that made this JJ's only good prank ever is he didn't take credit for it. He wasn't like, I set that up. He just let it be.
Right, because it would have ruined it if he was like, you're welcome, Mom. Yeah, which he totally would have done. Yeah. No, it was good. That's why it was good, a good one.
But it did show that, hey, you got to realize the Bella Twins are who they are. So I think he felt like, hey, here it is. Here's a lesson. But I didn't really see the lesson. So
JJ's Aesop's Fable.
There was no lesson because that happens to like a lot, especially if you take a lot of pictures, you just assume like...
I mean, I think that was his intent, but like, I don't know. I just thought it was really funny.
I just remembered I was at a Ring of Honor thing in Florida the weekend of WrestleMania 24, and we were hanging out with a bunch of the Ring of Honor guys at a thing after one of the shows, and I wanted a picture with Rocky Romero, and we were all like, it was like us standing next to Rocky Romero and the Briscoes and Roderick Strong, and I was like, oh, can I get a picture, Rocky? He's like, sure. And then I turned to Roderick Strong, I was like, well, you want to take the picture for us, Roderick?
Oh.
And he was like, no. And I was like, alright, fair enough. It's a jerk move.
Just a tiny bit, but you know, say lovey.
And the best part of the show, JJ scares Nikki, she spills her wine, and he gets pushed in the pool
Okay.
That was my favorite.
I was like, wait a minute. Okay. I thought you were talking about the stairs. I was like,
she actually got him back.
He got pushed in the pool probably with like his lav and his lav pack on.
Totally.
Oh yeah. Terrible.
And like a nice outfit on, because she was very dressed up. T-shirt. So I think that he was dressed to go somewhere.
Oh, I see.
Or at least dressed up for camera. Mm-hmm. Like he's wearing black pants.
Sure.
JJ dressed up.
Yeah.
The girls decide to, they have a little family talk about, the pressure's on you and the spotlight's on you when you're a pregnant and famous person. Mm-hmm. And Nikki agrees to go out dressed with a pregnancy bump to feel Bree's pain. I thought she looked really cute pregnant.
So did I. I was like, oh, that's cute. And
John's
probably
like shaking his head like,
I like the dress that she wore with it too. It really like fit her.
Accentuated.
Do you think maybe she borrowed one of Bree's dresses?
Probably.
Maybe.
I don't know. It was a pretty
It seems like a Bree-ish dress. Yeah.
I guess like a sundress is a sundress. Like.
Yeah, but
that's a fancy sundress.
Yeah, when Nikki wears sundresses, it's usually...
Yeah, it's like down to the belly button.
Like so this one definitely seemed more Brie-esque. But, you know, it was cute all the way.
Now, I thought it was funny while they were doing the wine tasting while both bearing their bumps. But I really thought that they were getting these great reaction shots from people because there's like three cameras surrounding them. So, you can edit it to make it look like, those people are whispering about us. But I really thought it was just people being like, who is it? What are they filming? Yeah.
But still whispering too, because like you're filming them, but you're also filming them drinking wine. Right? True. Like
if you know who they are, you'd be like, he's not pregnant, is she? Wait, what?
It would have been so great to be like, why are those people staring at us? And then like have a reveal shot of like, they were like, two cameras, a guy holding a boom, a guy with a light, a guy
that
with a bounce.
Awesome.
Exactly. All that good stuff.
But I think she still would get, like, I would be staring at a pregnant woman. Because, I didn't know that you can drink that far into a pregnancy. So I would still be looking like...
Would you give her to the side? I would just be like...
Listen. You know what? If I'm with the right bunch of friends, there would definitely be some. And then don't come up to us. That's probably a wrong thing to do, too.
I think there's, a lot of shady, shame that goes on if you're publicly drinking while pregnant. Even if you're just doing your, allowable amount that the doctor told you could have, people are like, oh, how dare she?
Well, it's everything. Once you have a kid, the pregnancy and the kid, whatever you post on social media... I forgot her name, Hillary Duff, she was kissing her son on the mouth, on the lips.
Right.
And that went through the, you shouldn't do that. Like, everybody has their opinion, but you don't realize that, you know, as long as you're not abusing the kid and you're, you know, the best interest is for the kid, then it's none of your business what the person does for their kid because you don't know what's going on. You're not paying their bills.
Right. And so if you're not a mother, then you shouldn't be judging. I mean,
mothers judge too.
Yeah. Oh, the hardest.
Oh, gosh. Why are they going on the school bus? Yeah. Drive them.
Well, I was thinking for when Bree said, when poor Bree was like, I can't wait till I have Birdie and then I can have this wine. And I'm thinking Brian's going to be like, you can't. You're breastfeeding for the next 3 years. Yeah, that's gonna be another thing
too.
Like,
yeah,
that's gonna be something with him too that they're gonna have to figure out.
Like, I think you can. No, I
think. Yeah, what's her name?
What's her name? I was thinking because he's so like hippie and earthy.
Yeah,
some people are all about that. Like, keep going until the kid naturally weans himself off, which will like never happen.
Blossom. She breastfed. Yeah, she breastfed for I think the kid was. Six or I'm getting my good, but very long time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah,
you know nature provides us a small hint, which is teeth.
Yeah. Exactly.
But according to studies, if you breastfeed longer, then the child will be more intelligent than other folks.
I'm smart as hell.
Speaking of which,
and I stopped at the normal time.
Shout out to JJ's wife Lauren.
Girl.
You can check out her blog. She does a lot of writing about being a first-time mother and the stuff. Like, I'm fascinated by watching her Insta stories because I'm like, oh, what's going on with the baby today? Like, she was feeding the baby solid foods when the baby was so tiny, and I was like, this is amazing. What? Like, I've never heard of this kind of stuff. So,
yeah.
If any of you are feeling in that motherhood,
I like her blog too.
The Motherhood Woods. It's a cool blog to check out. And her Insta stories.
Maybe we'll have her on the show sometime to talk about it.
We're trying to call us.
Our DMs are open.
Not mine.
My DMs are
open. Yes.
My Instagram DMs are open, but
yeah. And speaking of moms, everyone's still picking on Kathy. Kathy's a little lit up in the evening. I think she had a good time at the vineyard and is like feeling good on some wine. And she's feeling loose and she's like rapping with the kids. And that was hilarious.
If you
want to
call it that, sure.
I mean, she tried.
That was so funny to me.
No, it was pretty good. It was like the most mom rapping that was ever existed.
She was like feeling herself. She's like, I got this. Johnny's outside. BBQ, okay. Whatever she was saying.
I just want to go around the table real quick. What do you think the most recent rap song Kathy has heard is?
Oh.
I don't even listen to rap music.
Maybe like Bruno Mars. Bad and Bougie. She would consider like Bruno Mars rap.
See, I don't know. I mean, some of the stuff, if you even listen to Top 40, you're still going to hear rap songs. Mm-hmm. Like Bad and Kodak Yellow, mm-hmm. Cardi mm-hmm. B. She might have heard those songs. So
yeah, I don't know. Mama Bella has limbs, so.
I was thinking the last song that she like consumed or like knew is either Baby Got Back or White Lines.
Well, the family is a dynasty. Speaking of dynasty, the most instantly addictive new show of the fall is here. Wednesday, October 11th on the CW. It's the highly anticipated series premiere of Dynasty. Did anybody see the original one?
Of course.
No, I didn't.
I'm the oldest person here by far.
I wasn't born yet. Yeah.
My parents watched
Dynasty,
it.
Dallas, Knott's Landing. It was lit.
Yeah, Dallas reboot I watched.
Yeah, I think it's like all the... like
Falcon Crest.
Never heard that one. All the soap operas in the evenings. The CW's version of Dynasty is already getting more love from critics. You won't be able to get enough of the drama and surprises. It's from the producers of Gossip Girl and The OC, so you know it won't disappoint.
Gossip Girl OC. Forever. XOXO.
The OC forever.
Yeah. The Carringtons are the family that has it all. Their business is literally power, and they'll do anything to get more. Blake Carrington, that's right, Carrington?
Yeah.
Rules this dynasty by all means necessary, including manipulating his own kids, Fallon and Stephen. Fallon Carrington is ready to take over the family business and the world, but she's in for a big surprise. Q Crystal, her father's equally ambitious and gorgeous young fiance. Oh, sounds good. Watch this.
I don't know why, but this show kind of reminds me of like a Latina soap opera.
Mm-hmm. It's soap opera.
The original Empire. Guys.
Yeah, the original.
It's like a telenovela, but for whites.
There we go.
Get ready! The women on the show are bosses. They're not fighting for men. They're fighting for business and family, and for the Carringtons, that's the same thing. Don't miss the series premiere of Dynasty Wednesday, October 11th, after the season premiere of Riverdale, only on the CW.
C-dubs.
Riverdale.
Man, I remember when CW was the WB.
It was half of it. Yeah.
Good times. But speaking of good times.
Shout out to Riverdale.
Shout out to Riverdale.
Is Riverdale like Archie? Riverdale?
Yeah.
Oh. Rules.
And is it like the real Archie or is it a separate
Archie? No, so it's Archie. It's all the Archie characters. Right. But it's like if Archie's like boning down and stuff. Like it's like if Archie was Gossip Girl, basically. But it's good.
I need to watch. Okay, yeah, I'll watch it.
It's good. It's very, very good. Because like, the whole first season is a murder mystery.
Like, yeah, Riverdale?
Cheryl Blossom's twin gets murdered in the first episode, and they have to figure out who in Riverdale killed him.
And isn't there like somebody sleeping with their high school teacher or something?
Yeah. Ooh, Archie is sleeping with Miss Grundy. Ooh. What's up?
It's very what? Grown up.
But Miss Grundy's young and hot. But there's a big reveal about Miss Grundy. You got
Grundy? That's
Riverdale.
A horrible
Why
essay.
Can't they just go Miss to the Grundy. Soda shop and like talk? Why
they
is
do.
There? Why
Pop
are they sleeping
Tate's
with teachers?
There.
Oh my.
And another great thing is all of the kids' parents are played by like 90s teen heartthrobs. Like Luke Perry is Archie's
That's
dad.
Amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. You it's have great. Me in on Luke Perry.
Okay.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, speaking of
also
another...
Also Veronica's eyebrows. All right.
Okay. Anyway, back to the original dynasty, the Bella fam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after Kathy wraps... she gives Brian a book on business she'd like him to read because he kind of had a little private conversation with her earlier and is like asking her opinion on his business that he would like to go in on with a partner, the seed box.
Heck yeah, I would order that.
It's a really good
business.
Idea.
That's a
I
great
like
idea. I think it's a great idea, that. Especially for the correct, like if they hit their market, like market to the right people, yeah. It would be a great idea. So, Nikki kind of starts squabbling with her, and it turns into a, oh, I don't come to you for business advice because I don't really want your advice. I look up to some other people.
Well, she said that she's not in the business that she's in, which
right.
at the end of the day, considering what Mama Bella does, is probably the person that you want to talk about because she almost is like overheads a lot of different businesses because she's mm-hmm. a headhunter.
Right.
So it just...
Right.
I felt that was kind of rude.
Yeah, I think at this moment, like, she had had enough of the way that the kids speak to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wasn't really nice that she said that, because at the end of the day, like, that's your mom. You can't be like...
Well, I mean, sometimes we treat the ones closest to us a little on the
yeah. Right, like,
side.
I feel like my sister and I talk to my mom that way. Yeah. Like, we'll, like, snap and be like, stop talking.
This actually
whatever.
Hit, like,
oh, no,
this
not
is actually
me.
Hit super close to home for me, because, like, when my... For years, whenever my sister and I get together, like, we just, like, team up
right.
and rag on her husband. And, like, oh. he's, like, so, like, meek and, like, laid back. And he's just, like, the butt of the joke. And, like, anytime, like, any group of people gets together,
right.
someone's the
butt
of all
link.
The jokes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Hawaii once, and we had just been ragging on him since before we went to the airport. And he had been, like, under the weather. And he, like, finally was, like... You really need to stop picking on me. Like he had to tell us that he wasn't joking, and that we had really crossed a line, and like we felt so horrible.
Yeah, that's
but like
the
even
worst
now
feeling.
We still like slip back into it, and like we never go too far anymore. But it happens.
Yeah,
and there's so many times when I find myself feeling bad about like. I'm like just ragging on this person. Like
it's so
not,
easy.
I know it's just
it's
effortless,
so easy
effortless.
And so good. Yeah, I think we're on the same. Yeah, mm-hmm. I can so. Especially, yeah.
And TK does that to me, too.
Well, I'm not really sorry about that.
No, I'm not sorry.
But we got to see Brian's sensitive side. Kathy actually comes back into the room to defend herself and is crying. And Brian cried. I was so shocked to see him cry. Like, I totally him to defend her, for sure. But when he's like, he so empathized with her pain that he actually himself cried. And I just thought that was so sweet.
Well, because he started remembering his dad, and his
right.
dad has passed on.
Yeah.
He's still getting over that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the conversation turned into, you know, Kathy's so worried about impressing the kids or, you know, not wanting the kids to be embarrassed of her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that in that moment, they kind of hit that.
Mm-hmm.
Out of everything that was happening and the picking on her, it got to that mm-hmm. for her. That was her yeah. issue.
Well, you could understand that. Like, you know, it's you have your daughters and you love them, but now you're going to all these events with them, and now you're going to be compared to your daughters,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, technically it's not what you should do. But she can definitely feel the pressure with that. And, you know, but her daughters don't see her as that. They see her, like, I mean, they see her as a beautiful woman. And I don't think sometimes she doesn't see herself as that because she's comparing herself to... What are they, like 30?
I think she's so beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
And like young and gorgeous mm-hmm. and like her body's banging.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's so hard on herself.
Man, I wish
she's
I was
successful.
Related to Mama Bella. She seems like a fun time.
Hit her up, see if she can.
Can you adopt me? You.
I know. Right? I have to hang out with her in a second. In the end, they give Kath a hip hip hooray. Is that something we've seen on the show before? I don't remember it's seeing that. Cheesy.
No, we've seen it on the show, and I think that's their.
That's their or
maybe
family thing.
I think that's their family thing. Maybe they've done it like season one.
I don't remember that ever seeing it. That.
Yeah. No. Oh, actually, yeah. No, we saw it last Total Bellas of last season when they were all sitting in John at the table at John's house.
Oh,
and they were doing
okay. Vaguely remember.
I do vaguely remember that as well. Yeah.
So yeah, that's
where they're in their formal attire
with the dinner rules,
which is cool.
So we're moving on. Kath, it seems like everybody makes up. Moving on to the next night, we're going out for another partner dinner. We're going to actually taste the wine tonight at a restaurant. On the way out the door, I think JJ is trying to get back at Nikki for the fall into the pool. And he jumps out of the bushes. He waited a good long minute. Everyone's like, we're running late. We've got to go. JJ had left the house a few minutes before everyone to make sure.
You saw him sneaking out of the sliding glass door.
To make sure he was ready for this. Jumping out of the bushes. And both you and I noticed that Nikki lost a shoe even before she fell.
Yeah. Well, the heel might have gotten caught in the little, you know how they have the wood?
Yeah, it's like two
but
wood planks.
He scared her while, because you know if you're walking in heels, it gets caught, and it's like, oh, you just adjust. And but he probably scared her at that wrong moment, time where it's just kind of, which is still so, like, thank goodness he didn't do it to Brie.
Oh, yeah, my
I know. That would have been.
But I think he's like, pretty smart enough not to do it to Brie, but to do it
with a woman in heels, it's just not a good look. It's not a good look at all.
Let's talk about the apology, because I was so annoyed that he was like, normally you know how to roll.
That was just funny.
I thought you'd roll. And also, when she's like Brian's helping her up, she's just like, you're fine, you're fine.
I mean, the thing is, like, she's still wrestling. And so she can't, you know, fall down and break an arm for no reason.
Right.
Like, getting hurt wrestling sucks enough. Yeah. It can't be like,
JJ, you don't have a job. It's fine.
No, he does. He does.
What does he do?
He works for Kathy's business.
Oh, he's still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I would work for her.
He actually, I only know this because I stalk his wife online. He stays home all day with the baby and works from home.
Except he's in Sonoma.
Exactly. So she goes to a job every day too, like leaves the house and goes to an office.
I thought she was just a professional blogger.
She's like a lawyer.
She does,
right?
She's someone's assistant.
Executive assistant or something.
So she leaves every day for the office and he's home with the baby. Mm. So, I mean, it's a lot of work. A baby's on a schedule. You gotta be fed at a certain time.
Do you watch their YouTube channel?
No, I just see her Insta stories all the time. It like comes up on my. I just watch them all every day. You know how that is. I think Nikki's feeling better by the time they get to the restaurant, though. She's given up on the numbness in the arm.
Yeah. Well, I think do you think she was kind of pushing it with that? She's like, oh, I can't feel my, and then.
Brian scares her by saying that.
I thought Brian was pushing it. I thought it's like, okay, well, you had a hard fall. Like, your hand might be numb till the morning. And Brian pushing it, I was like, oh, God.
But, you know,
Brian likes to tease her, too.
So, I just love seeing JJ in the way back, like, just, being timid.
Yeah.
But then
John
lets him off the hook by blowing a big old fart with his mouth.
Well, I mean, what else can you do? It's already been done. She's fine, but you still feel like crap. It's like, okay, let's break up the tension a little bit.
At least she didn't have a glass with her. I thought she had a glass with her, but it's actually just a water bottle. So I'm glad that.
No, I thought it was. I thought it was a glass.
It was. No, it'd be like smart water.
She threw.
Poor girl.
Well, she's fine.
Yeah.
On Dancing with the Stars.
She is fine.
Oh, she's great on Dancing with the Stars.
I'm not surprised. She's a great athlete. And that's the show.
Yay. We did it.
Let's do Yay. Real quick some predictions for next week.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Oh, no lights.
That was a quickie.
Yeah.
Literally.
I don't know. I think she's going to maybe hurt herself a little. And John's going to be like, I told you, you shouldn't do this. You got to take your health more serious. Ugh, you're going to screw up your neck for the rest of your life. What choice are you going to make?
You haven't filled out your will yet.
Yeah. That whole side of John. I think we're going to get. And I'm excited to see their figurine. Like, their reaction to seeing their figurines is going to be really cool.
So awesome. I am very excited about they get to reveal the Barbies, because we were able to see it on Comic-Con weekend, but we didn't get to see, like, behind the scenes a lot. I mean, of course, they had showed Charlotte, Natty, Naomi, and Eva Marie even got one. Mm-hmm. So congrats to her. But that's something I'm very excited about, to show the Barbies.
Some bold predictions, too. My bold prediction is JJ is going to act like a butt.
Oh, that's not bold. That's just common.
write it in an ink.
I know John's all over the place, but I do want to see John a little bit more on the show. Like, I know he's working, so I'm not saying that he should be, but I do want to see him on the show a little bit more. But yeah, it's just, I was telling somebody outside, it's just frustrating because you know what's going to happen. So mm-hmm. It doesn't make it as exciting. And I'm the person that, you know, tell me the ending and it doesn't matter either way. But the fact that I know everything that's happened and what it's leading up to, it's just kind of like, oh, okay.
That's kind of why I don't want to watch the wrestling, because the show comes out so much later and I would already know everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So like, because I feel like with the Kardashians, like, they're so in the media, you know everything. Yeah. So you're watching it 9 months later.
Ooh, I don't.
So it's kind of cool for me that I don't know everything. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Well, cool, guys.
Yeah.
Great show. Let's do it again next week.
Okay.
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 Cheers.
How many episodes do we have left?
I think three.
I think it's going to the end of October because Total Divas is starting November.
Yeah, Total Divas picks up right after.
Yeah.
So you'll see us on Total Divas.
So, yeah. Are you sure?
Three more episodes.
I will.
Wow. I don't know. Anyway.
It's so short.
Well, let's discuss this after the show. Okay. Bill, where can everybody chat with you online?
You can find me on all social media at Sundown Motel. Check out my weekly Total Villas recaps at uprocks.com and with spandex.com.
TK?
You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. You can also see me on TMZ and a lot of other things as well. And also everything that's been happening, natural disasters. I have all that stuff posted on my Instagram and my Twitter.
And I'm Anissa Barr. You can find me at Anissa Barr on Instagram only. Also, if you like, we have another wrestling show called Xbox 12360. Please watch that. Mm-hmm. We had William Regal, pretty much a legend. So you gotta watch that. Just the presence of this man is amazing. So please watch that.
And guys, you can find me on all social media at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. And subscribe to this channel so you can keep finding this show week after week really easy, and some other reality shows you might love here as well. All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.